You checking out the Mix Show Madness with DJ Rampage.
Haters, step aside.
Make some noise!
Get ready.
The Lance J Radio Network.
Rapping.
Howard University Radio. Right here on
SiriusXM.
Channel 141. Yep.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
I don't know what this world is coming to.
Yes, the rhythm, the rebel. Without a pause, I'm lowering my level. The hard rhymer, where you never been, I'm in. You want styling? You know it's time again. D, the enemy, telling you to hear it. They praise the music, it's time to play the lyrics. Some say no to the album, the show. Bum rush the sound, I made a year ago. I guess you know, you guess I'm just a radical. Not on sabbatical, yes, to make it critical. The only part of your body, chipping party at two. Pass the power on the hour from the rebel to you.
Hey, yo, Chuck, man, I'm loving standards, man. Yo, you got to slow down, man, you losing them.
Radio, suckers never play me. All the mix, they just okay me now. Knowing it grow, when the clock in my throne is known. Sneaking and taking everything that the brother owns.
Hard.
Recorded and ordered, supporter of Chessimard, loud and proud, kicking live, next poet supreme, loop for truth, bazooka, the scheme,
flavor,
a rebel in his own mind, supporter of a rhyme, designed to scatter a line of suckers who claim I do crime, they on my time, dig it.
Hey, yo, Chuck, they think we taking shots, show this is Cole Medina, man, come on, kick it.
Terminator X.
Back on Lance Day Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 141. Ben is Black History Month. I'm going to, probably much to the chagrin of my sponsors, and I don't get paid to talk about politics. I don't generally talk about politics on this show. And anyone that listens to this show knows that I'm nonpartisan. I actually have a lot of conservative beliefs and principles. I'm not a Trump supporter, but I lean right politically. I'm not ashamed to lean right politically. I'm very comfortable in my own skin and beliefs. I think the older you get, you actually realize that we're kind of brainwashed and taught to believe that there are only two schools of thought. And if you're in a specific group, you have to be a monolith. Everybody has to think the same. So if you're in the African-American community, which is what I can speak for, I can't speak for any other communities, but I can speak as an African-American man. I'm supposed to think the same way that my friends think and the people that I grew up with and the people that I went to high school and I went to an HBCU, the Oakwood University. I'm supposed to think just like everybody else. And I reject that. I've rejected it for many years. I continue to reject it. And, you know, I'm not going to really get into the geopolitics stuff. I think it's very interesting 1 month into Trump's second term. I feel, and this is just my perspective, I feel that the people that voted for President Trump, they voted for him because they wanted gas prices to be lower. They wanted the cost of bread and eggs and milk and staples and their electric bill, the ability to buy a car. They wanted lower taxes. They want all of that stuff. And that's why they voted for Trump. Doesn't seem like that's on the agenda. That's all I'm saying. I'm not bashing Trump. I'm not pro Dim. I'm not Rachel Maddow. I'm not Sean Hannity. I'm neutral here. Lance Jay is focused on building his own personal wealth. I said on this show, my goal is to be a millionaire by the time Trump's term is over. I'm making the right investments to hopefully put myself in that and my family in that position. But I do think it's interesting that people voted for this, and he's talking about going to Gaza and building casinos and hotels and turning that into Las Vegas, you know, turning that into the French Riviera. And I just don't think, I don't know a lot, I'm not Anderson Cooper, 360. I don't think that Syria, Jordan, Iran, and Iraq, I don't think they're going to take too kindly to that. And it seems to be a bad idea structurally. Just doesn't seem to be an optimized process for the United States of America. I don't think that saying to Canadians, hey, we're going to annex you, or we would like to talk about annexing you and make you the 51st state. I just don't know if that's a great strategy. I don't see how you're going to have a better relationship with their prime minister if you do that. I don't think that going and saying that, hey, we'd like to buy Greenland, Denmark, well, it's not for sale. Well, we still like to buy it. Let's make a deal. Art of the deal, baby. I just don't know if that's the best practice. And, you know, to me, I've said it's bleep around and find out season. I don't disagree with everything that Trump's doing, particularly with foreign policy. But, you know, saying that Zelensky is responsible for the war in Ukraine, I just don't know, man. Citing it just seems like I don't ever want to be on the same side as Vladimir Putin. That's just not, once again, an optimized business practice for the United States of America. But getting into how this affects my people, my culture, the DMs that I get, the conversations that I have at the dinner table, my family, my perspective. You know, DEI has been a huge rollback. You have Elon Musk with, Doge, whatever, however. You know, they have all of these short names that you can repeat. If you notice that's, it's usually 2-3 syllable monikers. You know, when Trump was going against Hillary, lock her up, you know, make America great. Those are very short phrases for those of not vast intelligence. They can't absorb the actual words and lexicon. You know, you put in something repetitive. That playbook has been run since, I don't know, the Roman Empire. But what I see is a lot of people that don't read, that they get their news, one side gets their news, whatever Sean Hannity tells them, whatever Tucker Carlson tells them, whatever their friends on Breitbart tell them, that's what they believe. The other side, whatever Rachel Maddow says, that's truth. You know, if Al Sharpton says it, it's the gospel. I encourage people to read for yourself. I mean, first and foremost, we've talked about critical race theory. That's a topic that comes up repeatedly. And I've said over and over again that instead of being focused on what they're not teaching in certain parts of the country and the concept that America is not, you know, America doesn't stand on the shoulders of slavery and Atlantic slave trade and Jim Crow. I'm not worried about that. I don't have any kids, but if I did, I would teach my children about the Mali Empire, because I want my kids to know where they came from. I wouldn't want my kids to know that their history is being sent over in blocks and chains next to 100 other MFers. I wouldn't want them to know that the history is Toby, you know, Kunta Kinte in Roots and Kizzy Kinte. I wouldn't want my kids to know that that's the history. I would want them to know about Mali Empire. I would want them to know about Mansa Musa. I don't want them to know that the Mali Empire was the dominant empire in the world in the 1300s in Africa. That during Mansa Musa's Hajj to Mecca, I would want my kids to know that when they were going to Mecca, you know, during the pilgrimage, that Mansa Musa gave out so much gold going through Africa that gold became worthless. He would just go and visit, you know, he's coming through town. He probably stopping at the local Starbucks, whatever they had then. You know, he's getting a falafel, whatever people were eating, and some tea. You know, he's stopping at the local eatery. It's just like, hey, here's a gold bar. He's just throwing gold in the streets, like the description of heaven at the end of Revelation. The 12 gates into the city, hallelujah. That was Mansa Musa. I would teach my kids about that instead of worrying about critical race theory. I would teach my kids during the 1350s in Europe, you had bubonic plague was going around. You know, the world was on fire. People were dying. Africa was thriving. And I would teach that. I would teach the greatness of some of the tribes in sub-Saharan Africa. And I would teach that history. I would teach that lineage. I would teach the education. I would teach the religious culture in Africa. And I would focus on that as opposed to focusing on slavery and focusing on getting sick by dogs and hosed by water cannons to sit at a Waffle House in the South. That's what I would teach. So it's the same thing. I have a lot of friends, and I'll close. I have a lot of friends that, you know, with this DEI stuff, they're frustrated with Target. And they're frustrated with other organizations that rolled back their DEI programs. And I understand that you have a right to be frustrated. I've said repeatedly on this show, do some research and see who DEI helps. Because it might not be you. You might not be impacted by the DEI rollbacks. I've seen a whole lot of people complaining about getting fired with DEI programs going away, and a lot of them don't look like me. People just a quick glance of what I see online, I don't see a lot of people that look like me that have gotten fired in Trump's second term. You know, there is this concept, there's this boycott going around where people are encouraged to boycott, specifically Target. And I know that Target's lost, I think they've lost $20 billion in market capitalization. And I would just say that, you know, if you're upset that Target rolled back their DEI programs, and you're upset with companies that are not investing in DEI anymore, and you're upset at the federal government, you're upset at President Trump, and you're upset at your local congressman, congresswoman, you know, you could boycott Target, and you could make Target less rich than they are. So, you know, maybe the CEO of Target has to scale back on his helicopter travel and his Gulfstream 6 travel. And maybe the yacht is only a 200-foot yacht instead of a 300-foot yacht. But wouldn't it be wiser to say, you know what? If we don't think that Target respects the African-American dollar, doesn't respect people of color, doesn't respect the Latinx community, doesn't respect women, doesn't respect the neurodivergent, doesn't respect veterans, doesn't respect disabled. Because DEI isn't just black people. In fact, it's hardly, I think only 4% of those jobs go to black people. Why not build your own organization? Instead of making Target less rich, why not funnel that money into something that benefits your community, that benefits your zip code, that benefits your family, that gives you an opportunity for ownership, an opportunity to own stock in, an opportunity to build generational wealth in? Maybe that's a better strategy than burning down somebody else's stuff, because they still won't be rich. They might be a little less rich. Maybe have to move from the 11-bedroom house to the 8-bedroom. They have to suffer the indignity of moving to an 8-bedroom house with 5 garages instead of 9 garages. But I've never been a person that's been focused on what other people think of me and what other people want to do to me and how other people perceive me. I'm focused on building an empire. I'm focused on building greatness. I'm focused on, I don't care if it's DEI. I don't care if it's business. I don't care what the situation is. I don't care if it's a game of pickup basketball, if I still could play basketball. I want to go out. I want to dominate. I want to destroy. I want your soul. I want your heart. I want to prove that I'm better than you, that I'm smarter than you, that I have better lawyers than you, that I have the mental dexterity to outthink you, to outperform you. And I think the smart play, invest in your own business. Don't worry about tearing Target down. Worry about building yourself up. HR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Like I do, baby. What makes me
James Lewis.
The no-nonsense approach to wrestling. I think you could go far, except for one thing. I mean, what's with the swearing all the time? I think it kind of indicates a lack of creativity, a lack of imagination, and I think it'll hinder you in your future here in the WWF.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
I think if you keep talking to me like that, and if you're in person here, I might hinder your life.
She's lucky she's on the
phone. The bottom line is, I say shut up. I say whatever I want, when I want, how I want.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
We begin searching for ways to not only feed, not only bridge the access to food, but how can we fight disease? Quite naturally, that required, it was a must that we figure out how to get fresh produce, crisp greens, leafy greens, and fruits and herbs and vegetables directly to the front door of those families that needed it the most. And so we finally come out with a solution, and we call that Full Cart Fresh. We have teamed up with some of the greatest people in America, our American farmers. And through working with a collaborative of farmers across multiple states, we have created Full Cart Fresh. So imagine this. You're at a farm. The produce is picked and prepared, and it's boxed in a full cart fresh box at the farm. And then through our shipping and logistics program, we ship directly from the farm, directly to the front door of the most vulnerable families in America. We have got families and seniors and children around the country who are hungry, and as well as hungry, are really managing and coping with serious illnesses and diseases. So come along, help us. Help Feeding Children Everywhere through our Full Cart program and the launch of our new Full Cart Fresh. Help those families in need.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
The Construction Timbs are classic in Philly and New York.
They are.
Connecticut.
James Lewis.
Never been to Connecticut, man.
Connecticut, Jersey,
you definitely
uptown,
from New York. You definitely from New York if you
Harlem.
Shouted out Connecticut.
You're listening to the Lance J Radio Network.